اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with brother Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Rohullah, and Ali Nasir. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Welcome.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, everybody?
Yes, yes.
Inshallah. So, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope, inshallah, you are also safe and sound, happy and wealthy, inshallah. So, today, the same as our previous sessions, we will talk about one of the verses of the Quran. We'll have a short explanation, but the most important point in our class is that we will focus on the tajweed rules practically, inshallah. We'll mention and we'll practice. Then, inshallah, we'll recite the Quran Karim, that ayah, with tajweed rules, okay? So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please, inshallah, stay with us till the end of this session. So, today, the ayah that we will talk about is ayah 178 of Surah Ali Imran on page 73. So, brothers and sisters, turn to page 73 of Quran Karim, Surah Ali Imran, ayah 178. First and foremost, let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa la yahsabanna alladhina kafaru annama numli lahum khayrun li anfusihim innama numli lahum liyazdadu ithma wa lahum 'adabun muhin.
That was nice recitation. So, now I will read it. We will have a short explanation. Then we'll move on to what? To the important tajweed rules, inshallah. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Almighty, in ayah 178 of Surah Ali Imran, says,
وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
Allah Almighty says, let the faithless not suppose that the respite that we grant them is good for their souls. We give them respite only that they may increase in sin. And there is a humiliating punishment for them. Sometimes, Allah Almighty says a very important point here. Sometimes you might see that those who are non-believers, those who are don't care about the Day of Judgment, those who don't care about Allah, about Ahkam, about anything, okay? Non-Muslims, the Kuffar, or even sometimes Muslims, those who don't really care, those who are not religious, okay? You might see them, they have like nice cars, they have nice buildings, they have a lot of fun. They go around the world, they visit different cities, okay? So you might say, oh, lucky them. They are really good. They really enjoy their life. That's the life we should have. God forbid, sometimes the evil, the Satan, okay, comes and tempts us this way. Gives us this kind of thoughts that, look, those who don't care about prayer, okay, those who don't care about fasting, they are so healthy, for example. They have so fun, so much fun, yeah? They wear a lot of different clothes. They fashion in different ways. They eat different foods, energetic foods, okay? They have a lot of money. They have good jobs, right? Yes? They might have, like, good cars, okay? People might think this way. So then this belief might come to us that, hey, if you want to live a good life, a happy life like them, a healthy life like them, a life with luxurious things, yes? If you want to spend good times, yeah? You must what? You must be the same as them. Don't care about God. Who is God? Day of judgment. What is day of judgment? Come on. Who came from heaven? Who came from hellfire? To tell you, for example, that the day of judgment, you will see hellfire, you will have the heaven. Who? Come on. These beliefs are just kind of imaginations or stories that people say. These kind of thoughts will come to you. And this is the beginning of what? The beginning of a big disaster in life. Allah Almighty says what? وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Oh, those who are faithless, okay? They should not think that if they have a lot of fun, if they have a lot of money, if they have a lot of good cars, luxurious life, okay? If they have these things, they should not think that, oh, God is with them and this is for their benefit. خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. It is good for their souls. It's for their good, okay? It's for their benefit. Come on, they are being like... In a situation they are, okay, that they think they are having fun. But in fact, this is the worst thing for them to happen. Yeah? When they become 80, 90, when they are about to die, they will understand at that moment. Wow. What? It's just, I don't have any time. I'm about to die. I had millions of dollars, and I have to leave them. I can't do anything with them. I can't take them with me in my graveyard. Allah Almighty says, لِيَزْدَادُ إِثْمَ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ. We give them respite. We give them time. We give them this kind of life, okay? Only what? Not for anything else. Only that they may increase in their sins. Okay? وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. In the day of judgment, there will be a kind of humiliating punishment for them. That's it, brothers and sisters. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So let's mention some important tajweed rules. ولا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The first thing I have to mention is that short vowels must be pronounced as short vowels, okay? Shortly. A, E, U. Long vowels must be pronounced with a longer sound, okay? With an extension. A, E, U. Wa, La. Wa is a short vowel. La is a long vowel. Wa, La. يَحْسَبَنَّ. Short vowels, okay? So make sure, inshallah, you do not change them, right? If you say, for example, wa la yahsabanna, the reading, the recitation is wrong and the meaning changes completely. So the next important point is fawad about the pronunciation of
the letters.
Which letters do you think? Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein?
Wow.
Wow, it should be wa, not va. We don't have v in Arabic, okay? In the Quran, we don't have this sound, v, no. Wa.
Thal.
Thal, ha, yahsaban. Ha, thal, alladhina, kafaru, annama, numli, lahum, ha, khayrun, lianfusihim, ha, it's soft one. إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما إثما. Bite your tongue a bit, okay? إثما. Like the number 3 that you say. I think إثم. So that's important. ولهم عذاب عين ذاب عذاب مهين ها. So these letters are important. Pay attention to them, inshallah. Now the rules, okay? ولا يحسبن الذين يحسبن نون مشدد. So when نون مشدد is there, okay, you must just extend the sound a bit. ولا يحسبن ن. Extend the sound for two counts, two beats. And also, Ali Nasser, you must produce a
nasal
sound. The sound of noon comes from your nose. ولا يحسبن. Look, it comes from your nose. Yes. Not from your mouth. ن ن ن ن comes from your mouth, but ن comes from your nose. So the sound is a nasal sound. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا. كفروا, there is a mad, but it's not wajib, since the hamza is in the next word. So the rule says, if the hamza and the alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, a, e, u, if this, one of these letters with hamza, both are in the same word, in one word, the mad must be stretched or extended for six counts, five counts. But if they are separately in two different words, you don't need to stretch it, okay? But it's optional for you. You can stretch it. أنما again نون مشدد نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم تنوين أن sound plus لام. If لام appears right after the تنوين, merge them. خير, the نون sound will be merged to the لام. Okay, خير لأنفسهم أنفسهم after نون ساكن. If you see the فا, you hide the sound of نون ساكن, nasal sound. أنفسهم أنفسهم. The letter جيم tells you that you can stop here. It's جائز, it's okay for you. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
حسن?
Yes.
It's optional for you.
Yes.
إنما again نون مشدد نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما. Again, the mad is not wajib. Yes?
They're surprised.
Yeah. إثما. If you stop here, تنوين فتحة changes to you.
Uh-huh.
Alif mad. Ithman changes to ithma. Ithma. Right. Next one. Walahum adabun muhin. Bun. Tanween plus mim. Tanween plus lam. Tanween plus noon. Tanween plus waw. Ya. Ra. You merge. Okay. In case you have one of these letters after the tanween, or noon, so I can merge them. Adabun muhin. Nasal sound also. That's all. That's all. Let me read once, recite, okay? Now that you know the tajweed rules, recite after me, okay? So brothers and sisters, you as well, inshallah. Ready? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم.
ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم.
إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما.
إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما.
At the mat, you can also skip it. ليزدادوا إثما, right? ولهم عذاب مهين.
ولهم عذاب مهين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. Inshallah, we'll be here with you again. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thanks to IRB English Radio and Sevilla International Schools Network. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser. Inshallah, see you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان